One. Blog Talk Radio.
I'm at a powwow. That's right, a powwow in, guess where, Pennsylvania. They call this Pottstown, Pennsylvania. That's right, you got it. And guess who I bumped into? I can't believe it. It's out of control. From the paranormal girl, we got scary stuff. Scaring all the children, I don't believe it. They're just running around. And then, as I walked a few steps towards the parking lot, who do I see? I see Natalie Hoover. Rodriguez. She has a little study group going here. And I'm like, what are you doing? But it's a good time. We had the powwow. Yo, it's a good time. We're having fun, as you can tell, right? We'll start with the paranormal Monday night world. Scary stuff. What are you doing here?
Hey, Santa Cody. How you doing? So we're here out at the powwow for the first time in over a year, getting together, getting to know our Taino family, reconnecting with the earth, baking bread, sharing stories, watching Sana Kori fumble again, you know, all of those good things. Getting some really good feedback from everybody. We had a nice showing of love when it came down to the Taino Nation itself. A lot of different Tainos from different areas coming, you know, and sharing and showing love. So it's a good day. It's a good time.
Wait a minute. We got a special star here from the paranormal world. It's an offspring from the fourth dimension.
Yeah, one of the little people.
Is this your daughter?
That is her. Say hi. Say hi.
And what is your name?
What's your name? Somalia.
That's right. From the paranormal regions of parts unknown here in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, we have our very first powwow dancer right here. I saw you powwow dance. Did you like it?
Huh? Birthday, yes.
She's shaking her head. Yes, that is amazing. All right. And we've got a young person here. What is your name?
That's you, Gilbert. Huh? A little bit louder for the people in the back. Gilbert.
That's for all of you, Gilbert. That's right. Did you enjoy your day today in the powwow? All right. I like your face mask. It says Taino with the goki on it. That's awesome. I love it. All right. Excuse me. You got a lot of dust here, right? Check this out. Oh, the kids are going away now. I think the power hour study group is finished. Natalie, give us a few minutes. I can't believe it. Pottstown, Pennsylvania, power.
Not even recognized or seen at all, and now Look at us. We're here at a powwow. There's at least 10 of us. It was at least 10 of us here today dancing and representing. And it's amazing to see just how far we've come in such a short amount of time.
Okay, we have a little technical difficulty. We're over here in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. It's part of that. See, this is what's happening. We got the paranormal stuff going on, so we gotta.
Blame me.
This is what happened. No fiat's all over. But now we're back on air. So Natalie, I just saw a bunch of kids over there at the Power Hour, Taino Power. I think that woman was saying that that Tainos don't exist. So they really went in action. Go for it. What's going on?
Yeah, I was just saying, so we're always learning, so power hour is never over. My school's always open, always happy to teach and learn, and always happy to tell people, introduce myself as a Taino and tell people who we are, because I did actually have a lot of people today ask what nation I was from. And, you know, both Native and non-Native people alike, and everybody was really interested to hear the story. And I'm so happy to see such a big Taino turnout at this powwow. You know, it's a relatively kind of small powwow, but a powwow nonetheless, and so glad to be back at it. But to see so many Taino at a powwow is amazing, because I was saying we went from kind of being underground, sort of not really being out there in the open and representing ourselves, yet here we are today, and we're all from different places and have different stories at different places in our Taino journey of self-discovery. But we all met here today, and it was like we're instantly family, instantly connected. We were dancing, we were singing, we were eating, things Tainos do, you know, and we were doing it in our regalia, representing ourselves alongside our other indigenous brothers and sisters. It's amazing how far we've come from being quote-unquote extinct, as you said, Sanakori. We know, of course, we were never extinct, but that's what we were believed to be for a very long time up until recently. But now look at us. Here we are. There's a whole group of us here at a powwow, and the MC was even saying, oh, these are the Tainos. Like, people recognize us. That's a big deal.
Yeah, that is amazing, man, because back in the day, it was very difficult. They called us the ghost people because they thought that we were extinct, and they still didn't totally recognize us, but check this out. Here we are, right?
Yeah.
Pottstown, Pennsylvania, and that is, we've come a long way, and we're continuing that momentum. You know, it's interesting, I also met up a Taino brother here all the way from Waka. Borinquen, and he shared a very beautiful story about his roots, his connection to the island through his grandfather. So he has agreed to share this story with all of us at Taino Radio. So let's check this out.
Hey, hi, how you doing? So first of all, I just wanted to say that this was a really beautiful experience to be here at this powwow. It's really my first powwow. And I think it changed me, right? I feel altered. I feel like there's more color now and the air is sweeter. It's just a whole different experience. So I want to thank my brothers and sisters that are here with me today for pulling me in and letting me see things in a different light. So thank you for that. But as I was sharing before, you know, we all have roots. We all have stories that we have to tell, and they come from our past, from our heritage, from where we come from, and it's important for us to get those stories. So mine comes from my grandfather, and I can see how that story from my grandfather kind of translates into my today and into my children and their future. So it's just a very simple story. I went to visit on the island, and I encountered somebody that was having cuchifrito. It was with my aunt, and he was treating me extra nice, like just different, right? And so I acknowledged that, thanked him very much. And then my aunt pulls me aside, and she says, do you know who that is? And I'm like, no, not really. And she goes on to tell me our story, you know, my grandfather's story, where he was really benevolent. He was a strong person on the island, and he was well loved and respected. And that love came from his love of his people in his town. So there was during the Depression or somewhere about, there was a family that they were in need, and so he understood that as the father of that family, that they needed to provide for themselves. So you know, he went out and he met up with the dad, and he handed him a set of keys, and he said, this is for you. This is so you can survive. This is so that you can walk with dignity, and this is so that you could, you know, carry your family forward. 80 years later, the son or grandson, I'm not quite sure exactly, but he knew who I was. To listen to those stories and to think about what does it mean to you in terms of, like, how do you carry the story forward? So I'm hoping that that the story will continue. It's a legacy, and it's just part of my journey. And I hope you all have something that you can share with your kids, make it part of their journey.
Wow, that's a beautiful story. You know, I've heard it like 5 times now, and it's... And I was just mesmerized.
Let me tell you.
Now, for all the listeners out there, since I'm live here in Pennsylvania, the Wi-Fi is not that great. So, as Wi-Fi as always say. So just so we get all the story correct, can you go back to what you said when your grandfather gave the man his keys to a car, you said? Repeat it from there to the end.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe there was some technical difficulties there. But, so my grandfather had gone and met with this man, and he understood that then something needed to be changed. So he basically handed him a set of keys and said, this is for you and for your family so that you'll be able to take care of your family so that, you know, they'll be okay. And, you know, basically, you know, so that you can find dignity in your situation and that you could provide for your family. And then the story doesn't end there, because 80 years later, I meet up with the grandson or the son. I'm not quite sure where it's at, but that individual had treated me very nicely when I was, at a kiosk that he had. And I come to find out that he had heard the story and that he understood, you know, how we were connected, and the story really transcended time. 80 years later, the story, the legacy still continues. And I think it's really important that we share these kind of stories with our families and with our kids, because it not only changes who we are, it also changes them, and it makes them stronger and in understanding, you know, where did we come from? What are our roots? What is our story? Because those stories that came before us actually become part of our story, and it moves forward. So I see that in my kids, and I'm like, wow, what a blessing to know that story and to carry it forward. So that's my story, and hopefully you have your story, to keep the stories moving, because it's really important that we maintain a sense of an understanding of where we come from and push it forward.
Thank you so much, William, and we're going to connect again and keep all our traditions alive and well, all our stories. And this is what's great, is that whenever you hear these stories, it's always a good story in which someone, an elder or someone from a community, helps out. So this is what you call, what I think is called cultural continuity, right? Indigenous cultural continuity. There's certain traits that's passed down, right? From generation to generation. There's always those people that are called in the community to serve, right? What do you think about that, Mary?
Yeah, definitely. Cultural continuity. And this William's story just goes to show how important oral tradition is in terms of indigenous cultural continuity, because a lot of our ancestors didn't have a writing system, and a lot of other indigenous groups didn't either, and all we had was this oral tradition, and the only way to preserve it, because we weren't writing anything down, was to tell it to others through stories, and then those people would tell it to the next generation, and so on and so on, that's how these stories have survived, some of them from, like William said, 80 years ago or so, and some from even longer, hundreds of years ago. And there is a lot of sometimes an expectation put on certain people, like you were saying, Sanakori, to to be storytellers or tradition keepers, as they call them. And that applies not just to stories, but even certain types of traditions. Say if you're a craftsman, you make, jewelry or something, or you make food in a specific way, and that recipe is passed down from your grandparents to your parents to yourself, and you pass it down. Those people are the people that are so invaluable to indigenous cultural continuity, because they are the ones that keep these traditions going by making sure they listen to their elders and learn, but then also making sure they teach the next generation as well.
And this is why the Taino culture never went extinct, because we have these stories that were passed down. Right, exactly. We were a good... I guess we were ghosts, because we made believe we were dead, right? We made believe we were dead. We did that for survival, right? But now the threat is gone, and here we are, right? We're at the powwows, and we're everywhere else. So we like to cut the show now. We're going back to the powwow. I think the drummers took a break. I think it's over. Wait a minute. Oh man! So this is excellent. Well, the vendors are still around. We will catch some of the vendors, and we'll continue on, right? And listen, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, and all you listeners from the future. Thank you for downloading the show. We'll see you again. Our next show will be Monday, the Paranormal Spooky New Hour. Catch us Wednesdays with Natalie at the Taino Study Hour, and I'll catch you soon on Friday as well with the Indigenous Activism Power Hour as well. See you soon. Check you out.
Did we get it?
Yeah.